Benny Goodman sparked the swing craze here in the 1930s. Thousands of Angelenos would ride streetcars from around the city to visit the neighborhood's Turkish baths and silent movie theater. People came here to party, but you wouldn't know it looking at Bimini Place today. Gerald Kress is a teacher at the neighborhood's community center. He says stucco, grime, and traffic have covered up the street's historic roots. But he's got a few ideas on how the MTA grant can change all that.
One of the suggestions is to decrease the traffic and get the large trucks off of the street, which is what we're hearing a lot of.
Kress's concerns about the auto repair shops and delivery trucks echo those of many residents. The street is also home to three public schools, a variety of nonprofits, a rehab center, and a church.
But the shame of it is, right here on this street where we have so many nonprofit service-oriented organizations that do good and build community amongst themselves, that we don't have that feeling outside here.
That may soon change. Current plans include widening sidewalks and posting historical markers on both Bimini Place and nearby Heliotrope Avenue.
That would change things a lot on this street, and I think we need people to come out and take the sidewalks back and the streets back, you know, come out of our little houses.
The Bimini Ballroom and baths are gone, but with an infusion of fast cash from the city, residents may soon make this neighborhood swing again. Caitlin Carroll, Annenberg Radio News, Los Angeles.